Hi, welcome to the Homeless Museum, Hope Without Coverage, an initiative for participation and social awareness organized by Caritas Valladolid in its Day Center in collaboration with Caritas Burgos and Caritas Salamanca, the Social Integration Center of the Lesmes Foundation and the San Vicente de Paul Shelter in Burgos have also participated. The most valuable aspect of the initiative has been the active participation of more than 150 people, including the participants in the homeless programs themselves, as well as volunteers and workers. Through some dialogues and network coordination meetings, we have been developing together the pieces of the museum that you are going to visit. Please bear in mind that we are not professional artists. However, the collective creativity of people who are often looked down on and not have the opportunity to develop their ability has been brought to the fore. We have called the first room Path of Dreams, in which we try to represent the process that a homeless person undergoes through different conditions until reaching the long-awaited right to housing. In every piece, the pillow represents what a person in this situation dreams about, what they have in mind or what doesn't let them sleep. We have called the first step in this process hit rock bottom. As you can see, when a person ends up in the street sleeping among cardboard, plastic and newspaper, in their heads, their dreams are broken mainly because of the problems with alcohol. Going a step farther, we find the figure of the homeless person, the classic bum who goes from city to city sleeping on a park bench. The experience that the people who have developed this part of the museum pointed out, the experience they highlight, is fear, and that's why they have decided to paint the Guernica picture, the fear of what can happen to you in a city you don't know. In their head, the backpack that represents the hope of being able to reach a better place next day and the uncertainty of not knowing where life will take you. Although not all homeless people have gone through prison, many of them have slept in prison beds. In this situation, what they have in mind, obviously, is the long-awaited dream of freedom that we have represented with this cage. Actually, beds in our prisons aren't like the ones we are representing here, but after a dialogue with the participants, they chose this type of bed because it represents how they feel when they sleep in prison. As they progress in this vital process, most homeless people arrive at a shelter at some point, a shelter where they feel welcome. They have wanted to represent this welcome with the clean and fresh blankets and bed sheets folded with love by the shelter workers. However, this refuge is spared and temporary, and you can see the countdown of 72 hours, since after 3 days, they will probably have to leave the shelter. A shelter where they experience a multicultural place where there are people of many nationalities, but also a crowded place, a situation that we have tried to represent with this double mirror effect that we encourage you to observe. Finally, what a person who sleeps in a shelter has in mind is having the keys to their own house, as it happens to any of us. It is important to point that this path of dreams is not a linear staircase. Many times there are steps behind and from the shelter, sometimes they have to go back to prison, or sometimes they go back to the street bench. But little by little, over time and with help of many people and institutions, they can receive a public income that allows them to take the next step towards a shared flat. But it's not a shared apartment like those young students who are partying all day. It is also quite a difficult experience living with people who have also big problems. That's why this divided flat, this divided mattress, is almost reminiscent of a can of overcrowded sardines, even very unstable, as you can see by the legs, because at any moment they'll lose the public help, they'll lose their precarious job or have to leave the flat and sometimes return to the street or to the shelter. When you live like this, sharing by force, what you dream about is having a stable income, a stable house and recovering human ties, family ties that allow you to have a true home. For this reason, the last stage of this path of dreams is to be able to experience the dignity of having the right to decent housing, as we can see written on this bed, which could be the bed of any of us. However, this dream for most homeless people becomes almost unattainable. They can hardly reach it due to various structural causes such as the price of housing speculation, unemployment and job insecurity, or even simply due to mental health problems, due to problems of loneliness. This right to housing must be guaranteed by the administration, as our constitution says, but we must all get involved so that it is truly achievable. The next room in this homeless museum is called I Will With This Stand. We can see mannequins in various positions. The participants wanted to choose the mannequins because they represent the impersonality that they feel on the street. The first of the pieces is called Only One Step. The authors of this piece have wanted to express that there isn't so much difference between a homeless person and any of us. Economic and vital circumstances, bad decisions, lead you step by step to a situation that you never thought could happen to you. The next piece on the left is called Outdoors, in which they wanted to reflect that the life of a homeless person is only exposed to the social weather but also to the weather. Whether under the sun or under the rain, the feeling of having nothing to protect you ends up sinking deeply into the soul. Just behind us, we have another mannequin sitting on a bench as if eternally waiting for the response from the public administration, which represents that window. That window that they experience as having its back to them. The administration is not responding adequately to their situation, which is why they are trapped in that barbed wire, in a bureaucratic tangle of paperwork, previous appointments, administrative requirements. But despite everything, on the right you can see this piece that they have titled I Can, for their determination to get out of this shit, this situation that has them trapped, with their dreams, with help, with hope and with their own effort and responsibility, they are convinced that they can get out of a homeless situation. There is one last mannequin that we have intentionally placed in an almost hiding way, which represents the situation of homeless women, a reality that is little known and unfortunately increasingly common on the streets of our cities and in shelters. The next room is called Why, in which through clay pieces we try to reflect some of the multiple causes that cause homelessness. The first of these clay pieces wants to delve into the economic aspect, which explains many of the causes that make people end up in a homeless shelter. This dragon of capitalism that we can see there is made up of bank envelopes with notifications, evictions, unpaid bills, invoices, divorced people, divorced their houses and divorced their lives. The next piece of clay is called Causes of Mass Destruction. After an in-depth dialogue about the implication of addictions and stereotypes related to alcohol and drugs and the homeless, we arrive at this synthesis in which there is a kind of mixed chaos, a world broken by addiction problems, which are the cause and also the consequence of family breakdown, mental problems, prison problems. Next, we have the piece called Justice, in which the homeless have wanted to reflect how the laws, including the immigration law and especially the administrative bureaucracy, weighs much more than the right to housing. The last of these works in this room, focused on the causes of homelessness, is entitled Mental Health, because reality shows how shelters for the homeless and the streets, unfortunately, are full of people with mental health problems who they should be adequately cared for by the health services or in specialist centers, and this is not the case. The following pieces that you are going to see, made with mobile phones and with photographs, are called out of coverage. The awareness campaign that National Spanish Caritas has developed in the years 22-23 has this motto and wants to highlight the situation of the homeless not only with respect to the digital divide, but directly the absence of social, health, vital and human coverage. You can see the piece called Unstable Coverage that we have chosen as a poster for the exhibition because it represents in a simple way the relationship between the instability of the home and the instability of the coverage. We have the piece named Solitude, in which we try to represent that it isn't enough to have a cell phone if you don't have a group of people with whom you can communicate. And this is how homeless people feel. We can see the piece called On Off, in which it is reflected, as in the photographs, that sometimes the problem of homeless people is as basic as not having a place to plug in and charge the mobile battery. You can see the piece called Without Balance, in which we want to represent how it is not enough to have a mobile that works if you don't have money to fill it, if you don't have the money to have a decent grade, you don't have the chance to connect and really be covered. The same idea tries to reflect the photographs that you can see behind. To create this room, like the rest of the museum, we have used waste material which was destined to be thrown away, which is why many of the mobiles that have been donated to us were old, broken or obsolete. From that idea, the idea of this piece that you have on the right arose, called Evicted, in which we try to reflect that many homeless people end up in the social garbage, in the trash can of our society, not by will alone, but because they are pushed by a system that excludes them. Finally, and to put an end on this phase of the Homeless Museum, we want to present the piece Listen to Us, which wants to be a cry in which the homeless themselves, identified as broken, obsolete, and old mobiles, want to unite to raise their voices in a cry of hope to which they invite all citizens. They invite you to join this fight for dignity, for rights, and for responsibilities. Next, you can see on the left three panels with three headphones. Using the headphones or directly with your phone scanning the QR codes, you can listen to three audio montages that have been made by people from the Valladolid Homeless Day Center. These audios are a selection of set phrases, comments that the people who have made it feel like the vision that society has of them, and have been summarized in three concepts: disgust, laziness, and indifference. We invite you to listen carefully at the end of the guided tour. Closing this part of the museum, we invite you to stop looking at the mirror, looking at yourself, surrounded by these homeless people in this piece called I Am You. Your visit to the Homeless Museum, Hope Without Coverage, doesn't end here. We encourage you to go through the pieces again, observing the details, letting yourself be questioned by the testimony that these people have wanted to give, and finally, to visit the Room of Hope, the last room of this museum in which you can see a documentary video with brief testimonies of homeless people, volunteers, participants, heads of administrations, about the reality of homeless people. There you will also find a guest book where you can leave us your opinion. And finally, we would like to ask you to continue collaborating with these initiatives. For example, you can take a photo in this museum and share it on your social networks, inviting your friends to share the experience. Thank you very much, and we continue to collaborate.